producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Ready or not, time to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, TMB, my friend. It's good to be with you, as always.
RSB, what's up, buddy? It's good to be with you as well.
Listen, the news stories, the fake news that's out there, that's why I love John Rappaport when he says no more fake news. It becomes more and more obvious, not that we needed more obvious, but the fake news networks that are out there that are parading as real news on so many subjects, so many topics, not the least of which, of course, is the Zika scam.
Isn't that repetitive? No more fake news? I mean, isn't most of the news fake or made up or backwards from what the reality is?
Well, indeed, but it's what's amazing to me is it becomes more obvious. Now,
yeah,
with the efforts that you have done and the team with the Truth About Cancer, it's like concentrating all of either the lies, mistruths, or let's say the absent facts, right, that they're just we're not reporting on them, bringing them all out in one arena. And we do that, of course, on an ongoing basis every day here, every week with you, and we continue to keep that discussion going so it helps people to kind of see through the programming coming from mainstream news sources. But I think the Zika virus thing is really instructive because it's so in your face.
Well, it is. And as a matter of fact, I was watching the news a couple nights ago, and I just remember them talking about how it causes birth defects and brain impairment. I can't remember what it's called. Microcephaly.
Microcephaly.
Or something like that.
Very good.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but here's the thing. As John mentioned in his article, there was a quote about the Brazilian officials that had the babies tested with the birth defects and so forth, and only 6 of 270 tested positive for the Zika virus. So, how is it that that's six?
Six. Yeah. Six out of 270.
Again, of 270.
We follow the pattern here, and we go, you know what? We don't have to say a lot. Just point these facts out. And the bigger irony with what we've seen today with John Rappaport's latest article is that he's shown where the mainstream media has reported these facts. It isn't that they're devoid of reporting facts, but they gloss over them or ignore them. They'll place them in an article, but they're meaningless to them. In other words, we're not going to give you any meaning because they know that most people are not going to dig this deep and try to connect the dots. They're just going to accept the headline or the conclusion. Maybe the opening paragraph, but in the body, they'll admit what they're doing. And like you said, 270-something cases, which
right,
means that the Zika virus can't possibly be the cause, or it would be there in nearly every one of them or all of them.
Right. It's what we would call in the financial world statistically insignificant. 6 out of 270, right?
Yes.
Yeah, as you mentioned, if this were the cause of this microcephaly, then you would see it in, 80-90% of these cases. There should be 200-plus of those infants that had been tested that were infected with the Zika virus. But there's not. There's six, which, in reality, is then now you look at causation of the microcephaly and as opposed to, it's the chicken or the egg argument, right? So maybe they tested positive for the Zika virus, but apparently it had nothing to do with the diagnosis of microcephaly. This happened in addition to it or in conjunction with it, but was not the cause of it. And they seem to forget that there is a cause and effect to health. And and it's clear that the Zika virus is not causing the microcephaly, because only 6 out of 270, which is what? What's my math? 1%?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, think
1%.
About that.
Yeah.
And what this is, the mainstream media's reporting on the Zika is a race to what? To develop
vaccine.
A Zika vaccine. Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah.
How perfect is that? You create the demand by establishing a fear-based message, and you message that with the cooperation of the World Health Organization, the CDC, local health departments, again, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News, all of these groups that should know better because the facts are there for anybody to see, but it shows you that they're involved or engaged in psychological operations in promotion of their primary source of revenue, that is pharmaceutical advertising.
Absolutely it is. This is a big racket. It's a money racket. It's a medical mafia, and that's where it's going. They will be coming out with a Zika vaccine, and people will be pushed to get it. And, you know, we talked about the vaccine injury slush fund last week.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a vaccine that it looks like the U.S. Treasury is going to get another 75 cents when they come out with this vaccine, 75 cents for every dose they're going to put into the slush fund. And then I'm not sure where the money goes, down in a big government black hole somewhere.
Right. Well, and this is the important part I guess we could say, when we communicate the message on the issue of vaccines, which is still a very hot button issue, for some there's a religious fervor about it. We've talked about it being the third rail of medical politics, right? Don't question the vaccines, right? It's the sacrament of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. But when we begin to look at it, as we say, economically, right? You talk about the profit motive and incentive and the ability to bring a product to market with zero liability, with mandates on its purchase and use. You've got an industry that anybody that's just in the money is going to say, I want in on that.
Yeah, you know, I was speaking up in Kentucky last weekend, and I've said that very thing. I said, you know, this vaccine model is a beautiful business model for somebody that has no conscience. Mm-hmm. Because you're harming people. You're causing other diseases. You're causing other symptoms. These are forced on in a lot of cases. There's a big propaganda campaign to push these things. And it's, you know, it's just the follow the money trail. And there was, I think there was more reaction from the audience when I said that than anything else I said the entire lecture, when I said that this is a great business model if you have no conscience. Because I think that resonates.
That's a great, great sentence right there. We need to continue to embed that into the consciousness. It's a great business model if you have no conscience.
Yeah, yeah. So it's sad that that's where we're going. You know, who knows? Maybe they'll make Zika vaccine mandatory in Hawaii first. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You noticed that. Hawaii is looking maybe to pass, I guess, follow up and even go further than California. I mean, what is it about going west, further west into now the Pacific Ocean? They want to require the Gardasil vaccine and others, and it could turn Hawaii into America's only fully forced vaccine state.
Yeah, and isn't it ironic, too, that this comes out after, what was it, just a week or two ago that the American Society of Pediatrics said, watch out for the Gardasil shot?
Isn't that interesting? They've got to push back, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, but this is a great article on that was initially posted by NBIC.org, which is really exciting to me because, you know, I've been going back and forth with Barbara Loy Fisher, and mm-hmm. I will be interviewing her, God willing, this summer.
Very exciting.
And for a documentary that we will be releasing in the fall regarding vaccines. So mm-hmm. stay tuned for that. But it's a great repertoire that Barbara and those people at NBIC have of articles, and just the research that they have done on vaccines is really second to none. I don't know. I mean, that's the first place I typically go. If I'm going to look up something about vaccines, I go to NBIC.org.
Yeah, they've done extraordinary work. And I remember reading A Shot in the Dark by Harris Coulter and Barbara Lowe Fisher all those years ago as I was learning homeopathic medicine and, you know, the relationship between these vaccines and illness and ailments and, you know, of course, the injury. And now, of course, the massive explosion of neurological deficit in kids and autism. And they've been at it, and Barbara has been at it for so, so long. And I remember how radical it was to even just acknowledge that vaccines could injure anybody, right? Back
right.
Even in the 90s, talking about it, even though in 86, that's when they passed the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, that act that put the unconstitutional kangaroo court into play, where we talked last week, the economics, $3 billion paid out, $85 million brought in since that time. Where's the money?
Yeah, I mean, great point. Where is the money? I mean, I would like to know where all that money went to. But, you know, the reality is that vaccines are injuring people. We know that because they've paid out $3 plus billion to families of vaccine-damaged kids. And, mm-hmm. and they've admitted that the vaccines damaged them. And no, we're not conspiracy theorists for saying that there's a relationship between vaccines and autism. That's actually printed on the package insert for several vaccines. For instance, the MMR vaccine for Sanofi Pasteur. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. It's the DPT. It's the DPT. Yeah. It's the Tripedia vaccine, I think I've mentioned several times. It mentions that on the package insert that it might cause autism. It's a known side effect. So it's like it's hidden in plain sight. Mm-hmm. They put it on the package insert that it might cause autism. But when you mention that it might cause autism, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, they'll deny it. Again, similar to the reporting on Zika, where they acknowledge these facts, these numbers that make it statistically insignificant that Zika has any potential to cause this microcephaly. And yet, you know, if you point it out, you're the conspiracy theorist, right? No, it's right there in your reporting, just as it is right there in the insert.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Robert, that people don't read anymore. They'll read a headline, and then they'll say, oh, the headline says Zika causes microcephaly. Oh, it must. They don't read the details of the article that says exactly the opposite. It's very much the similar situation to what happened in 1953 with the California report, which was when the some legislators got together out there to see if there was any effectiveness to Laetrile in treating cancer. And they got a lot of medical doctors that were on the research team. Mm-hmm. And the report that they issued, the California report, the synopsis of the article or of the medical report was on page one, and it said that Laetrile was not effective at treating cancer, that it was quackery. But the reality is that if you actually read the report, the research showed exactly the opposite. The research showed that it was effective at treating cancer, but they relied on the fact that even the medical doctors that read the report wouldn't read the report. They would just read the synopsis or the Cliff's Notes.
Incredible.
And they got away with it for several years.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And, of course, it's because TMB and RSV are against the immune system. We don't want to have you have a strong immune system. That's why we speak out against vaccines, right?
Yeah, not quite. You know, the reality is, and of course I noticed the sarcasm in the comment. The reality is, of course, we are in favor of the immune system. So the question is, do vaccines stimulate immunity? Or maybe a better question is vaccination the same thing as immunization? And we could go with that for the rest of the show. But the answer to that question is a resounding no. Vaccination and immunization are not the same thing.
Absolutely not. Not interchangeable in any way, shape, or form. We'll be talking more about that this year. If there's a theme that continues to grow, it's what are the things that are harming immunity as opposed to strengthening it? And the idea of the psychological operation is to, you know, have you subject yourself or your children to these injections with things that you wouldn't drink. If you put in a baby's bottle, we talked about it, you could be arrested for attempted murder, certainly assault and battery of some kind. We're going to take a break here at TMB RSV Together each and every week, and we're going to be together at the California Jam coming up March 18th through 20th. We are going to rock the health world together. We'll be back in Rock the Health World more after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, Ty Bollinger, do you mean to tell me there's no such thing as a pathogen? I mean, if you guys are just going off on vaccines, it means you don't even believe that there's anything that causes anything. You know, I play these games in my own mind thinking about how people are receiving this kind of information when you think about it.
Well, sure, yeah. And the reality is, of course, there are pathogens. There are good bacteria, bad bacteria. There are good viruses and bad viruses. We talked about some good viruses in The Truth About Cancer with Global Quest, the Rigvir virus that selectively treats cancer cells. You know, we just talked about the Zika virus. That's a bad virus. Not that it's as bad as they're portraying it to be, but that wouldn't be considered a good virus. But the reality is there's good and bad viruses and bacteria. And
But dependent upon what? The terrain in which they live.
Right. It depends on if the terrain is fertile for them to grow.
Or the beard on which they are growing, perhaps.
The beard?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, beard?
Check this story out. We got an article linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com right now. Beard bacteria could lead to what? New antibiotics. What? What?
Oh, man. I'm clicked on the link here, and it looks like we've got three really, really long-bearded fellas that look like – it looks like Santa Claus – ran into Duck Dynasty and ran into ZZ Top. And
what a combo, man. That could kill any bacteria.
Well, I think their beards have plenty of bacteria. But this story, which is a Fox Health, Fox News story, says beard bacteria could lead to new antibiotics. What the heck? What are they talking about here, Robert?
I just think every time they think that they've got a new leg up on a new antibiotic, we know what follows is a new superbug. And
It's fine. You know, I'm all about the science. Let's analyze what's in your beard because we want to make sure, you know, you're not going to die of your beard. But at the same time, is it then that they say, well, let's make a drug out of your beard bacteria? And
Wow. Haven't
they learned anything from the 20th century with the advent of the wonder drugs, the antibiotics, and the creation of superbugs?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're dishing out antibiotics like candy nowadays. Not that there's sometimes a place, and antibiotics have saved lives, but not to the extent that we prescribe them now. I mean, it's like,
right.
You know, what antibiotic would you like, sir? And you get it on the way out with the candy. Mm-hmm. Here's what's interesting. There was a previous study showed there was a lot of fecal bacteria in beards analyzed. Oh, my goodness.
How does that happen? I don't want to know.
How does that happen? I don't even want to think. I don't want to go there.
No. But basically, they're running tests on these things and saying, wow, this could give us insight into making new whatevers. But you know, the reality is we learn more about the microbiome. Every habitat has a microbiome, including beards.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For the most part, as long as you're eating, I suppose, hopefully healthier foods and not saving your snack at lunch for later, like it's stuck in your beer, I'll have that for dinner. I'm going to keep it there. That's not a good plan. But again, there's a whole microbiome there. And I think learning about it is awesome, but twisting it into some form of bomb-making material, maybe not the best idea.
Well, here's the quote that caught my eye. Mm-hmm. It says, a recent British report estimated that antibiotic and microbial resistance could kill an extra 10 million people a year and cost up to, you ready for this, $100 trillion by 2050.
$100 trillion. Is that even a number? If
that's
we're at 19 trillion in debt by 2020, we could be well over $100 trillion in debt anyway. So
we could be over $100 trillion in debt by the time the next president gets out of office if they continue at the Obama pace.
Mm-hmm. So, if we look at this, and like I said, I'm a science nerd. I love the good stuff. But again, where they take it seemingly lacks conscience. You talk about conscience, right?
Yeah.
The idea of applying everything and as if everything is the enemy, so therefore everything we need to do is to develop bigger and better and smarter bombs, as opposed to saying, how do we create an environment where...
Well, you can't light the bomb.
I mean,
you
don't need to blow stuff up because everything's kind of living peacefully in a coexistent kind of way. And there is a natural order to the universe where that exists. That's not kind of a kumbaya, airy-fairy concept that says, oh, that's just not realistic. I recognize that there are always going to be assaults and insults because of corruption to the environment. And there's the point where occasionally, as we said, an antibiotic may be necessary. We don't deny that. But the reality is when you use it everywhere, all the time, for everything, you're killing everything, including yourself.
You are. And here's the quote of the day from this article. We've got other samples from all over the country to test, from child's trampolines to fridges to cats. So they're looking at different places to get bacteria that they can then create antibiotics with,
right,
all the way down to cats. And I guarantee you, there's a lot of bacteria on those cats. We got a bunch of cats here, as you've seen. They've got bacteria galore. I guarantee you they can get a good dozen vaccines from cats.
Oh, my gosh. Look out.
Not vaccines, antibacterial. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's get some cat scratch fever going here. Where's Ted Nugent when you need?
Where's Ted?
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, if you're a veteran of the wars out there and you come back and you actually utilize a plant for healing, will the government take your kids away? That's the question we'll ask and answer after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat? a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
In the show notes, we have links to all the wonderful things that we are doing today, as well as upcoming events. TMB RSV together again, and we mentioned the upcoming Cal Jam. Also, for our frozen Canucks up north, you hockey pucks, you know who you are. We got a lot of Canadian listeners. We love you. TMB RSV together with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf at Total Health 2016, and that is in April of this year in Toronto, Canada. Ty, we're going north.
We are. We're going to be up there in the frozen tundra. Hopefully by April it won't be too frozen, but it's going to be great to be able to hook up with you and Dr. Wolf there. And as I mentioned before, I'm bringing the whole family. So we're going to have a health party for a few days up there. And one of the fun things is that each night we're going to show an episode of The Truth About Cancer to the audience. I think from like 6 to 7 or 6 to 8 every evening. So that's going to be awesome.
Oh, nice, nice. So again, we're going to have a great time together. I'm just feeling like we're going to have to get some workouts in to be ready and fit to meet everybody.
You know what? You better get some workouts in and be fit, because we're probably going to be doing quite a lot of filming up there, so you want to look good on camera.
Oh, well, that's good. You know, I did my Craigslist trip recently, and I got, finally, I've been looking for this. I mentioned this on the air before, but I got my heavy bag and speed bag, so I'm back into my boxing fitness workouts. I'm very happy.
Nice, man. You told me about that. So I would like to see some of you on film punching that bag.
Oh, no, I'm not going to. I don't even know how to film stuff. I can just show up in front of the camera. But
you actually, if you remember last year, you were the one that filmed the interview with me and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and that turned out pretty good. So you didn't do just bad.
But we did okay. All right. That's good. All right. So let's dive into another story here. And it relates to, our military veterans coming home and, of course, being used and abused, and now they're including their children. Yes, it's time for the cannabis update. TMB, the outrage, just in this regard, the treatment of the plant and the people who use it. Now to take the kids of military veterans. Did you see this story?
I did. It's sickening. They're taking away the kids of military vets that have served this country and been really abused by this country, by the government of this country. They're taking their kids away because they have the audacity to use medical marijuana to treat their PTSD or whatever else it might be. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and it's a for real. So I was hoping that they were just making this up, but this guy, what is his name? Raymond Schwab? You know, listen, you go out there, and we realize there are many ways and many things associated with PTSD, but we've covered that the CBD and even the THC can be very beneficial in terms of getting these vets functional again, with all of the assaults and insults that have been done to their body, their emotion, their spirit, their mind. And he comes back, and he's in Colorado, I believe, where it's legal, but he's in Kansas, and suddenly, how does this happen that they take their kids away?
I know it's nuts. I'm nuts. And he was using cannabis butter to treat PTSD and chronic pain, which it works very well for PTSD and for chronic pain. And, you know, the reality is he got addicted to pain meds and then to heroin. And he found something now that works. But because it's a restricted substance in that state, they're taking his kids. I mean, something's wrong here, brother. Something's dead wrong when we've got these veterans that have served our country that are in pain, they're in chronic pain, they've got nightmares because of what they saw when they went overseas, and they find something like a miracle plant, right? Heavenly hemp, we called it in Unlock the Power to Heal, curative cannabis. Mm-hmm. They found a miracle plant, and he's in danger of losing his kids because of the fact that he dared to use a plant to treat these symptoms that were caused because he got sent over there to see a bunch of stuff and do a bunch of stuff that is making him have nightmares.
Yeah. Now, the difference is, of course, we've got 50 states, and for a long time the feds have usurped states' rights in terms of the 10th Amendment and violated the state's ability to say, you know, this is our area of purview, whether we make it legal or not. And the federal government has still not reversed its stance as a Schedule I drug, which says that it has no benefit, it is only dangerous, it is only addictive, it is only deadly. And we know it's factually not even close to being true, but why haven't they reversed it? And I've said this, and I continue to say this, I want people to look into international treaties, like, you know, the movement of, opiates and the hard drugs we are not in favor of in any way, shape, or form. But the idea is that they signed on to these treaties and they included cannabis in the treaties because of the scam that was a lot of what we also wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal. The competition to the drug industry, the textile industry, paper industry, many industries, fuel industries that were threatened by this plant, hemp. It wasn't because it would make you high. It was never about that. But yet it got included on this list of seriously dangerous addictive drugs. And the feds are not going to not likely to remove it from Schedule One unless the treaty is altered, because on that level they're locked in on a level that people on the states maybe don't understand.
That's the reality, is it's the system right now, Robert, is broken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and throwing in hemp into the Schedule One drugs, along with cocaine and along with heroin and those type of you know, I don't really see a lot of medicinal uses for those type of drugs. But you throw in, well, isn't that the definition of a class one or a schedule one drug, is that there is no medicinal use?
Correct. Yeah. Right? Only addictive, dangerous, et cetera. No medicinal benefit whatsoever. And there's no way they can say, anybody on the federal level at the DEA can say with a straight face, but they're operating under orders. We're doing what we're told. And what they're being told isn't even by the federal government. It's literally bound by international treaty.
Yeah, it basically supersedes anything that our government might say. That folks don't realize that we have already been taken over.
Yeah, and in this case, it violates the Constitution, so the treaty should be null and void on its face. But of course, that's not the way that it's being interacted with at that level. Now, on the state level, with nullification, the pushback has been very real, 23 states plus the District of Columbia, but it's still causing problems within this from state to state, like Colorado to Kansas, where this issue is taking place with this family, just as a tragedy.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that's just really bizarre to me is how virulent people are that are opposed to hemp. You know, it's almost like they would rather you just go smoke some crack or inject some heroin than be able to get a hold of medicinal marijuana to treat some kind of a symptom or a disease or whatever. It's really amazing. It's almost this double think that people are engaged in, that they're so opposed to this plant. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, and I've talked about this in my lecture on Saturday up in Kentucky, that we've all been miseducated, or at best, but really we've been propagandized since birth to think that this is just this evil weed that has nothing medicinal about it. When the reality is, Robert, you and I both know what thousands of studies have shown.
Oh yeah, and counting.
I mean, it's just insane.
So this Navy veteran Schwab, he's fighting to regain custody of children. He says he plans to sue Kansas in violation of his constitutional rights. I think, you know, these are rights that go beyond the Constitution. These are human rights. That's why I'm going to the Right to Try conference in Colorado this weekend, because this is a human issue that supersedes any government authority to prohibit us from utilizing things that could save our lives, and in the case of Schwab, save his life from resorting to the toxic, dangerous drugs that he was addicted to initially.
Yeah, it really is. I'm very interested in this Right to Try. Tell me a little bit about this that you're going to speak at.
Well, the Goldwater Institute helped establish, and of course Jonathan Emord has been active in working on this, and the Campaign for Liberty. There have been a number of groups that have been focusing on a federal level to say, hey, the FDA should back off on this issue. If people are dealing with end-stage diseases, life-threatening diseases, and they want to do something that is unapproved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, you know, that should be their right. It is their right, in fact. And of course, the FDA will not, and even if it's a drug, like I said, we're not fans of drugs, but I want people to have the ability to choose that path, should they. It may be experimental. It may not be approved yet by FDA, but you feel in your, you know, working and studies, maybe working with your doctor, that this experimental medication might be right for you to save your life. I want you to be able to try it. And the feds don't want you to do it. And on the state level, there's pushback. But even on the state level, we have to push back within the states on this. And that's what this Right to Try focal point is. So you can end stage life, save your life by any means necessary, whether it be a drug or whether it be holistic and natural.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds awesome. And that's a topic that we really need to address, because look at the children that are dying, and not just children, but adults as well. But, you know, specifically children is where, you know, it breaks my heart to see these kids that are dying because they don't have the opportunity to try these unapproved treatments, when in reality they've been given no hope. You know, that was an interview with Dr. Gaston Cornu-Leblanc, who was in The Truth About Cancer at Global Quest. You met him while we were all here in Nashville.
Yes.
And, you know, he was the man that has been using Dr. Brzezinski's neoplastin treatment that the FDA has been disallowing them, not approving their use of these experimental antineoplastons with children that have been diagnosed as terminal with no hope.
That so fits exactly into this. You're right.
Insane. And not give them an opportunity to save their life when they've been told nothing else will save your life. Mm-hmm. But the FDA, and I have a copy of the actual FDA letter back to Dr. Labatt that says the risks outweigh the benefits.
Right. You're going to die. Tell me the risks outweigh the benefits. All right. Now on to Obamacare. This is a bizarre story on Natural News. What do you mean Obamacare is fine for kids, TMB?
It's fine for kids. Well, I don't know if it's fine for kids. It depends on what the definition of fine is, or it depends on what the context is, because actually, your kids might be fined if they don't get covered.
That kind of fine. They might fine your kids? What's that, dude?
Yeah, no, this article that's on National News indicates, and this is not just the National News perspective, this is reality, that you might, your children might get a fine if they're not, might be fined if they're not covered by an approved provider under Obamacare. And the reality is, it's not just the kids, it's anyone that doesn't get approved coverage is subject to a penalty. Now, they don't call it a penalty, they call it an incentive.
Incentive, right. We'll beat you if you don't do it. That's our incentive. We'll beat you with a fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. So you got to, I think it's like $100, $95 something per person, or 1% of your income if you're not covered. So that can really total some serious cash at the end of the year if you don't have, if you're not covered by an approved cover. But you know what we do with my family, just so people know, is we're covered by it's called Christian Healthcare Ministries, and it's a Christian sharing ministry, and basically. It's one of the few exemptions to Obamacare that's specifically covered, that says that even though this is not part of the network or whatever they call it, that if you're a member of a Christian sharing ministry, specifically this company and two or three others, that you are exempt from having.
And folks need to learn more about that. In fact, that might be something we want to add in, because we're working on Unlock the Power to Heal Expanded Edition right now.
You're right, Robert. That might be a good addition to the book.
I think, to at least include a paragraph, because people desperately need this information here, at least here in the United States, about that. So it's a good thought. All right, we got to take a break here. We've got one more segment, EMB RSC Outside the Box. All the links are up. Check it out. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores in a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
For those of you who come and look at the notes at robertscottbell.com, each and every day we have a picture of you, Ty Bollinger, because you're so good looking, and it links everybody to the truth about cancer, because even if we get new listeners all the time from all over the world, I want to keep funneling them over to learn about that and, of course, the other projects that are undertaken this year to expand our awareness and to deepen our level of understanding of how to care for ourselves. I mean, the restoration of health sovereignty, when we say the power to heal is yours, it's not just a slogan, it's a way of life.
It is, and we will be revealing lots of truths this year from the truth about cancer, let's just say. We've got the truth about detox that will be coming up, and then we're going to be revealing some truths about vaccines later in the year, and we might have some more truths in between here and there as well.
I love it. I like truth dripping from our pores. That's what
it's going to be saturated with truth this year.
Yeah, sweat it out, let it evaporate in the atmosphere, come down as rain. Everybody be rained on with the truth.
I recommend that you nebulize the truth.
Nebulize the truth. Let's do it. Oh, I love it. All right. Well, listen, we got to get a little sporting on this because Hillary Clinton obviously should be whoever gets her to like call the coin toss is going to win, obviously, at the Super Bowl, because she had six coin tosses to win delegates, evidently, in Iowa over Bernie Sanders. And how many did she win, TMB? How many?
All six. And, you know, Robert, it's funny that you mentioned that. I heard on the news that she won in a coin toss, and I thought that they were speaking figuratively.
Right.
I was like, you know, it was so close that you could have tossed a coin. But literally, I saw a video in one of the precincts there in Iowa where they literally flipped a coin, and when it came up heads or whatever that was for Hillary, they said, we have chosen Hillary as our nominee for our delegates because the coin toss landed on the appropriate side. And that was literally the case. They literally flipped a coin in six different precincts, and she won all six.
Now, tell me, what are the odds on doing that? I mean, I think they're pretty astronomically low
to win all six.
Well, Hillary is a witch, so they were 100%.
You got that right. Does she float or not? I was thinking, you know, about this coin toss thing. Maybe the coins were afraid they would be melted down if they didn't fall in her favor.
We'll get you, Sonny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, yesterday I talked about this briefly with Super Don. This idea that if your team is in the Super Bowl, you have a let's say more likelihood of getting the flu or flu-like symptoms. Did you see this?
Yeah, and the reality is what the article says, and I would have to think it's probably accurate that people get together for these Super Bowl parties. They're in their sneezing, they're hawking, their cat, you know, they're coughing and they're hacking. I inverted the first letter there, and they're sharing all of their germs, and they're also probably eating a bunch of food that's compromising their immune system, right? Yeah. All the GMOs and all the other crap. So yeah, at that point they're more likely to come down with the flu after these Super Bowl parties, which I'd have to say that's probably accurate.
Yeah, I think that if you look at that article, and I said, well, what is unique about it? Because they're saying really only if, and I don't know if it's exclusively that, but they said more likely if your team is in the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be indicative of if your team is in the Super Bowl, you're more likely to have an intense party, overeat, yeah, overdrink, and have more people gathered as opposed to just any old Super Bowl city where, yeah, people are gathering, but it would be more intense in those two cities.
Yeah, yeah, no, I would think that that's accurate. And the reality is we're not saying don't watch Super Bowl, but hey, if you get together, maybe wash your hands if you're sick.
Sure.
Maybe don't sneeze or hawk cough or hack,
yeah,
on people.
Maybe, you know, maybe you can have the nebulizers with your favorite team logo put on them with silver in them.
There you go. Have the silver nebulizer right at the front door. They got a nebulizer as they walk in. And better yet, you know, maybe don't eat the GMO processed foods. Have a vegetable platter out, or maybe have some organic chips. You know, I'm going to buy some of those Red Hot Blues organic chips, Robert. I got to admit.
Well, people should realize that these corn chips that are not organic, they are genetically engineered for the most part, and they will punch holes in your gut. I mean, that's the thing, leaky gut associated with GMOs. So think about this for your Super Bowl party, no matter what team you're pulling for, or if you're just watching the game because you enjoy sports.
Yeah, here's what we're going to have at our Super Bowl party. We're going to have, you know, veggie platter, some organic dip, some hummus, some Red Hot Blues, organic chips. You know, we're not the food Nazis or the party Nazis. You don't have to not have a party. You don't have to not have tasty food. You can have a lot of really tasty food that's organic and it's healthy for you. But, you know, stay away from the GMOs, as Robert said. And, you know, what else are people doing while they're at the Super Bowl parties? They're drinking a lot, right? And so that really, you know, when you drink too much, you're going to compromise your immune system as well there. Make wise decisions while you're rooting for the Broncos.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you had a team favorite. I'm rooting for a good game. I like a good game. I don't have my favorite. I like both of them. The reasons are great storylines with Peyton Manning being maybe his final game. This Cam Newton guy is a wild one. He's fun to watch. But anyway, I hope it's a good game. In the meantime, we're going to take a break until next week's Outside the Box, my friend. Stay warm and stay satiated with good organic non-GMO food.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And you too, brother. Be safe.
All right. The power to heal is yours.
Absolutely.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, Get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.